We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
With him on the roster, Auburn was picked 6th in the preseason SEC poll. They're 66th at KenPom, 108th at Torvik. Barring a surprise, Auburn's not going to make the NCAA tournament anyway. So why not go ahead and ban yourself in this pandemic-shortened season when nothing is guaranteed, everything is uncertain? Go ahead and ban yourself from an NCAA tournament you're probably not going to make anyway because, oh, by the way, last month, Auburn got a commitment from a consensus top five player in the class of 2021. If you can tell him our punishment is behind us, it won't impact you, then perhaps he follows through on that commitment. But what happens if you're banned from the 2022 NCAA tournament? Does he really still enroll there? Maybe, but I'd be surprised. And so this is Auburn trying to get out in front of this and strategically time a postseason ban to benefit the program and gain the system. It is allowed, so if I were them, I would do the same thing. It should not be allowed. This is something the NCAA should address, and it should be noted. Just because Auburn is punishing in itself, it doesn't mean that this is all of the punishment. Bruce Pearl, in a statement yesterday, said this is a hard decision, but it's the right thing to do because we want to put this in our past. Well, this doesn't necessarily put this in their past. The Committee on Infractions can still add an additional year or two to the postseason ban if it wants. And so I don't know that it will, but I know that it can. It reserves the right to do so. So just because this is designed to hopefully put this in Auburn's past, it doesn't mean that it absolutely will. I had some people on Twitter say that it is wrong to do this to the Auburn players on this team, to rip away this opportunity from them 3 days before the start of the regular season. And I fundamentally agree, but I would say this. Every player, because I went and double-checked it, every player on Auburn's roster enrolled at Auburn after Chuck Person, Bruce Pearl's former assistant, was arrested in September 2017. He was arrested in a way that was always going to create NCAA issues. So if you really wanted to avoid the possibility of you being on a team that was banned from the NCAA tournament, well, then you should have picked a different school. I feel sorry for players who end up on teams banned from the tournament when they had nothing to do with the situation. And the situation came after they were already enrolled at that school. It's just not the case at Auburn. Every Auburn basketball player was there knowing that this was a possibility. So do I feel sorry for them? Sure, but not that sorry. If they didn't want to deal with something like this, probably should have picked a different school. Jeff Calkins up next.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Memphis basketball returns this week. I'm looking at the futures bets over on FanDuel Sportsbook. Tigers are +7,500 to win the national championship this year. That's actually not that bad of a bet. You can place a $20 bet to win $1,500 for the Tigers to win the national championship this year. Hey, you never know. It's a weird season. They got a good team coming back. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings innings in as little as 24 hours, and they've got fast withdrawals. When you win, you get your money fast with FanDuel. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Through December 8th, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards for holiday shopping. Just download your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tonight, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Amazon is now hiring near you for the holiday season, and they're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages really matters. From boxing it up to sending it on its way, every package Amazon delivers matters to someone. Are you ready to start delivering smiles that can make someone's every day? Are you ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary, and you?
I'm hanging in there. I got no complaints. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. Let's start with Memphis basketball. They got on a plane. They are in South Dakota. As long as no Tiger test positive or St. Mary's Gale test positive between now and tip-off, they're going to play on Wednesday afternoon. This coming after news on Saturday announced by the University of Memphis that Musa Cisse is available to participate. First off, you were in the Liberty Bowl when they announced it in the press box. What was that scene like? I imagine people were pretty fired up.
Well, I mean, you know, it's reporters in the press box. So
I've seen reporters get fired up.
Yeah, no one was pumping their fists or whatever else. I mean, the funny thing is that Chuck Galena, who does such a good job over there, I'd been talking to Chuck, and he was asking me if I was coming to the game, and I wasn't sure. I was actually thinking, you know what, I'm going to just cover it on ESPN, whatever, it's Plus. And I even figured out how to get on ESPN Plus. And then he said, well, we have some good news, whatever. So I made my way to the thing, and then at about kickoff, I honestly think he waited until I got there, and a couple other people got there. And then he just said, get your Twitter fingers ready, and mind you, he created the stress level to such an extent that I misspelled Musa. Moose. Mm. It was Moose. There was no A. It was E. And then I wished I could have fixed it, but I'd already hit send on the Twitter machine. So, yeah, I mean, obviously people are pleased that he will be, or at least is, you know, at this point, cleared to play. Because there's no question there's a PTSD over the Wiseman thing. There just is. And I think there's an understanding that doesn't mean forever and ever that something else can't come up. I mean, we saw with Derrick Rose. He was literally played all year long before it was notified that, he shouldn't have been playing, and the whole damn thing was flushed down the toilet. But it is nice to think that when he takes the court Wednesday, it won't be, you know, under an injunction or something like that. It will be because he's, at this point, allowed to be on the court.
How wild would it be if they did that again? If the NCAA said, hey, listen, you don't need to do that. And they were like, yeah, no, we're playing them again. It'd be nice to avoid that circus. You know, what's done is done. And eventually we'll talk about that again, because eventually they will presumably be punished for playing James Wiseman in defiance of the NCAA. But it is nice to not have to go through this. And honestly, somewhat surprising. I don't guess I ever was predicting there's no scenario where Musa Cisse plays in the season opener, but I certainly thought there was a distinct chance that he just would not be available, because I did know, and I was consistent with this, I didn't know what was there. I didn't know if the NCAA could find something, even if it was there, but I did know the NCAA was asking a lot of questions about Musa Cisse, so I wasn't certain that he would be available. So it's just nice to know that will not be a storyline when we wake up on Wednesday morning.
And do you believe that what it means is that all those questions have been answered to their satisfaction, or simply that they haven't at this point found anything in their explorations to any reason for him to stay off the floor for now?
I would it could be either. I want to be clear. It could be either. But I will say, if the NCAA is not satisfied, they will. Are you being eaten by a dog right now?
What's funny is my dogs are, all of a sudden, my damn puppy just attacked her mother. Well, that's what she heard. And because I'm on this, these headphones that pick up ambient noise, I did wonder if you could hear the dog attacking the other dog. I threw a pillow at the little dog to get the damn thing to shut up, but too late. So go ahead.
Yeah, I can't say anything. I've been doing podcasts and radio shows. My kids absolutely going bananas downstairs. So, you know, it is what it is at this point. It could be either scenario that you laid out. But I will say, if the NCAA isn't satisfied with your answers to their questions, they will just hold up. For instance, there's a 5-star point guard at Auburn right now. The NCAA is scrutinizing his amateur status. And I was told last night that the NCAA asked his father for bank records for a certain period of time, and the father has just said, no, you don't have a right to look at my bank records, and I don't have to turn that over to you. And what the NCAA says in that situation is, okay, well, then we'll just sit right here until you get us what we need. And until you get us what we need, we're going to advise Auburn to not have you on the court. And so the point guard had not been practicing for weeks, and now he's exploring overseas opportunities because it's pretty clear.
It sounds like that bank account probably has some fishy stuff going on, don't you think?
That's exactly right.
Maybe the guy is just really concerned with his privacy, but my suspicion is that he had some deposits in that bank account that might seem a little suspicious.
That would be my guess, right? And so that situation is my point is that situation. Let's assume they were asking the people around Musa Cisse for a lot of stuff, and they were asking the people around the Auburn point guard for a lot of stuff. The people at Auburn did not cooperate, and so that case stalled. And it appears that the Musa Cisse situation has been cleared up, at least for now. So it could be, hey, we've checked everything we wanted to check. Looks good to us. Go play basketball. Or the other scenario you laid out, it could also be true, which is, hey, listen, at this moment, we have no reason to tell you not to put him on the court. So we will leave that up to you. And if we ever have to revisit this, we'll revisit it. But as far as we're concerned right now, we don't have any reason to tell you not to play him. This time last year, we had a reason to tell you not to play James Wiseman. We told you that, and you did it anyway. So now you're paying a price. Fast forward, we don't have a reason right now to tell you not to play Musa Cisse. So if you want to play him, play him. It could be that scenario as well.
Well, it'll be good. And even if, as you suggested last week, he's not in a position to make the impact right now that James Wiseman was at the beginning of last year, well, all the more reason it's good that he's going to get some games in, right?
For sure. Like what I was told more or less is that he is a 5-star front court player, just like James Wiseman, just like Precious Achiuwa. He is a projected one and done by most, just like James Wiseman, just like Precious Achiuwa. He is nothing right now on the basketball court like James Wiseman or Precious Achiuwa. Like, I was told that if he was in workouts, if you took this Musa Cisse and put him in workouts last year with James and Precious, he would get destroyed. Like, and I was also told this, he might be the best prospect on the roster, which is what most people assume is true just because of the physical gifts, but that he's probably not one of the five best players on the team right now. And that if they ended up in a game against, you know, one of these high-profile college bigs like a Luka Garza or a Kofi Coburn, that he would have a hard time staying on the court. He is not somebody, it appears, who's just going to step on the court and be at Memphis what he was at Lausanne. James Wiseman could be at Memphis what he was at East. I don't think Moose is at least my understanding. Keep in mind, I ain't been in the gym, but I ain't seen it with my own eyes. But my understanding was he is not going to go back and look at James Wiseman's first game at Memphis. Musa Cisse's first game in Memphis, probably not going to look like that.
And what you hope, of course, is that ultimately, even if he doesn't have that certainly that complete game that James Wiseman seemed to have, that he will be able to contribute in a particular role, if not here at the Bad Boy Mower crossover classic down the road.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. What did you make of Penny announcing that Jermaine Johnson is going to be the third assistant this year, but it's a one-year contract? I'm not as surprised by the one-year contract. A lot of assistant coaches are on one-year contract, but you almost never hear somebody say, this is just a one-year thing, and then I will fill this spot with somebody else. But for this 1 year, it'll be Jermaine Johnson. It is unusual. What did you make of that?
I mean, I think that's appropriate, honestly. Like, I know Jermaine Johnson has deep roots here in Memphis and whatever else, but you would think that, again, I'm not here to disparage Jermaine Johnson, but like you would think he could get a higher profile guy than that, right? I mean, going forward, big long term. And so it doesn't actually surprise me that if you're bringing in Jermaine Johnson, that it would be on a 1 year basis, right? It seems to me that it's not inappropriate that it's on a 1 year basis. And again, he may turn out to be tremendous and he may do such good work that he can earn the gig going forward full time. But I honestly think if you're going to be putting Jermaine Johnson in that slot to say it's 1 year and then we'll reevaluate, this is probably what it should be.
You know, you say Penny could probably hire a more high-profile guy. Like, he could have hired a more high-profile guy last week if he wanted to. Like, I know some of the people who were actually, like, interested in wanting this job and really lobbying for this job. And, you know, Penny didn't hire them for whatever reasons Penny had. But it seems to me that Penny wanted – the last hire, Cody Toppert, was sort of like he didn't know Cody at all until he was trying to hire Cody Toppert. But Penny does like to surround himself with people he can trust. He's got a relationship with Jermaine. Like, he feels like he's got this team in a good place. Like, let's say you come on board. Jermaine's not going to – I think Penny actually said, I don't want somebody messing with the chemistry of the program right now. And I don't think Jermaine is somebody who would come in and mess with the chemistry. I think Jermaine's going to come in. He knows the Memphis kids. He knows the landscape. He knows Penny. And he'll just sort of fit in and I would assume do his job. And it's one less unknown in a season of unknowns. It feels like that, as much as anything else, is maybe why Penny went down this path.
Well, and you're exactly right. He does like to surround himself with, and I actually totally understand that. If you're Penny Hardaway, where everyone has been forever trying to get a piece of you, it's just true. I think you have a certain comfort level with people who you know, and you know their hearts, and you know their motivations, and you know they're going to be loyal, and they're. Like, over the long haul, you want to make sure that Jermaine Johnson can recruit at a high level or can coach at a high level or whatever else. But and I'm not saying he can't. I mean, obviously he has had significant success in the course of his career. But I think you're exactly right. And I think it's totally understandable that Penny wants folks like that around. Now, I will say the Cody Toppert thing has worked out brilliantly, right? I mean, he's now recruiting at a high level. He's an important part of that staff. He didn't know him. And, you know, Penny went out and had no connection with him particularly and has worked out very well. But I also think they're you know, there's time and circumstance. It's hard to even get to know people in the era in the moment of COVID. You know, like it's hard to sit down and shoot the breeze, and like it's just a different time and harder to forge those kind of relationships that you ultimately have to forge with someone who you don't know, as in Cody Topper. So that could not have worked out better, I don't think, the Cody Topper hire. But I understand why, in this circumstance, familiarity makes sense.
I was talking with your colleague, Danielle Lerner, at the Daily Memphian earlier, and you know, I sort of made the same point to her. Like, it obviously apples and oranges, but you know, she's a beat writer in a new town in the middle of a pandemic. And one of the things she said is, there are people in the Memphis program that I talk to every other day that I've never met in person, which is just, the whole thing's weird. Like, we are living in a time where, you know, trying to hire somebody new or trying to take a new job, you know, there's never been a time in our lifetime that it's been like this. Like, I remember talking to a basketball coach who he's in his first year at a new job. And I'll just say it, it's Steve Forbes at Wake Forest. And it was like July. And Forbes said, "Do you realize I've had this job for however many months, and I still haven't met my team? Like, I have Zoomed with my – I have never been in a room with a single player that I'm now in charge of." And, you know, if you're a beat writer like Danielle, you're dealing with the same thing. The whole – like, this whole pandemic is something else, man.
Well, it is absolutely something else. I mean, she hasn't met most of her colleagues at the Daily Memphian. I've only met her once in person, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. And here's the other – to me, it's remarkable is that we are now – like, could you have imagined that when this started, that Thanksgiving, here we are, and we're still – not only just dealing with it, I guess at some point you could have imagined, because you could have listened to the scientists and they would have told you, but that we're still dealing with it 8 months in. And I will say, like, I saw a story today that said we could have life back to normal as early as May, and that would be awesome. Like, I would sign up for that in a moment, right? That's still 6 months from now. like it would be tremendous, but that's six more months of this BS. It's just crazy. And it's everything about it's crazy, and including the loss. I mean, you and I both have a colleague named Cindy who lost her mom. I know another person today who I was talking to, who's a 39-year-old woman who has had COVID the last week and may have permanent kidney damage from it, right? So, yeah, she's 39, no pre-existing condition, nothing else, whatever, and she may have kidney damage from it. So it's absolutely no joke, anything about this. But among other things, it absolutely has made it weird. Working conditions have become totally weird because of it.
Yeah, and like, you know, I guess I never thought this far in advance on, you know, about what is Thanksgiving going to be like, but you know, I did understand that this thing wasn't going to magically disappear. And so here we are in the week of Thanksgiving. And for the first time in my life outside of times when I've been out of town, like, my family will not go anywhere for Thanksgiving. Like, there are five people who live here, and those are the five people that are going to be in this house on Thanksgiving, and we're not going anywhere else. And, you know, I know other families are making other – and I'm not here to rant and rave and tell people how they should spend their Thanksgiving, but it's wild to think about. Like, from, you know, I was talking to my dad earlier, and I was just like, I just don't feel like, and I'm not that worried about my kids. I'm more worried about my dad, you know, or my mom. And so I just said, I just don't think it's safe to do what we would normally do. And so we're going to stay here and spend Thanksgiving here. And you know, I know that a lot of families are doing that, which, you know, sort of sucks. But, this is where we're at. And so it's discouraging that we've let this thing get so out of control that this is where we're at. But there is encouraging news that the vaccines are working and that they are going to be available to average Americans sooner than most realize. And yes, I think it was Dr. Fauci last week said that he thinks your average American might be able to be vaccinated as early as April, which means we could maybe start getting back to normal May, June, July, August, which, yeah, I'm with you. I'd sign up for that because, you know, it is nice to have a a theoretical finish line in mind.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
With our professional basketball franchise, they had three deals agreed to over the weekend. De'Anthony Melton, 4 years, $35 million. John Conchar, 4 years, $9 million. Fourth year, not guaranteed. Jonte Porter, 3 years, $6 million. Third year, not guaranteed. Like, these aren't the big free agent deals that are going to create headlines, you know, on ESPN.com and CBSSports.com necessarily. Like, it's not as big as Mark going to the Lakers or, you know, Gordon Hayward going to Charlotte, but they are important, at least the De'Anthony Melton one, important for the Grizzlies, and they all look like totally reasonable deals.
Oh, no, I think you have to be pleased with what they did. And little things, too, like the De'Anthony Melton deal. As you said, 4 years, $35 million, but it's built so that it is descending. It's higher in the first couple of years than it is in the later years of the contract, when the Grizzlies might have to be paying, you know, big money to their stars. And so everything about it made sense. And it was good that someone didn't sweep in and try to, you know, buy and to take away De'Anthony Melton. He's been a really good player, an important find that they got for a smart deal originally from Phoenix, and he's been really effective. And if he can become a better shooter, there is even an upside. If he can become a better shooter, I think he will dramatically outperform this deal. As it is, it's not a bad deal, even if he just gives you what he gave you this year. And it's very clear what they're doing here. They're slow playing this a little bit. Like, they don't think this is the year. And that seems appropriate. This is not the year. So they are, you know, they have their players that they want to develop. They have Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. and the draft picks and De'Anthony Melton and on. And of course, their stars. And let's see what we got here. And then, you know, they have some expiring contracts that they can, you know, use to make more deals going forward. They have draft picks. Let's see what we have here and realize that this isn't the year for the Grizzlies. They're not conceding the year. They're just not, you know, going all in on this in this year. And then see where we are a year from now. And I think that's, there might be some people who wonder, like, why is Charlotte doing this and the Grizzlies aren't? Well, the Grizzlies, they don't have to, honestly. The Grizzlies have their star. We now know that Jaren Jackson Jr. isn't going to be back till, you know, certainly well into the season, it doesn't appear. So let's see what we got with this team and let it grow and not try to force things. I think, you know, it's really hard to say that anything this front office has done, you know, since they took over is anything but deliberate and careful and smart and thoughtful, and it was again this weekend.
The only thing that could, and it won't be the biggest deal in the world because it's a shorter contract, but like, if this Justice Winslow thing just does not work out, it'll be, you know, the narrative will be, God, he was always hurt, and now he's you took him, and now he's always hurt. Like, that's still a bit of a nothing like as risky as the Chandler Parsons deal. But, you know, it is a little discouraging that, like, here he's also not going to be available to start the season.
But the biggest difference is that not only you just didn't sink as much into it as the Chandler Parsons deal, right? I mean, right. You don't – there's not as much at risk. The truth of the matter is the only thing you really gave up, you gave up Andre Iguodala and whatever, and who knows what door was behind door number two for Andre Iguodala, like that deal, or Jay Crowder, who knows what you could have gotten. Like, so there's the opportunity cost of what you didn't get for those guys by going for this deal. But I presume if those things weren't particularly significant. And then there was the cap space. By taking in Justice Winslow, when you did, you really pretty much took yourself out of the free agency market this summer. But if he doesn't work out, that contract goes away. He isn't re-upped, and you get the contract. You get the cap space back. So you haven't sacrificed anything. You just pushed it down the road for a year. You will still get the money and have that opportunity to sign free agents if you don't want to bring back Justice Winslow. So it's just not – it would be like Chandler Parsons in that he was injured before you got him and he's injured now. The difference is the degree of risk. With Chandler Parsons, you were stuck with his contract for 40 years, $92 million. Justice Winslow doesn't work out. This is it, and he'll be gone, and you you can go try to find another free agent or use that money more effectively, in the years to come.
And I should tell you, while you've been talking to me and juggling dogs, we do have breaking news. The Trump administration has informed President-elect Joe Biden that it will begin the formal transition process.
Well, good. Good. I saw that our man Lamar Alexander tweeted out that, Michigan was certified today, right? Michigan was certified today. So, we knew this from day one. So we could have spared ourselves the dog and pony show of the last week and the embarrassment of the last week. But, I mean, that's good. Like, what Lamar Alexander said was, it's very clear that Joe Biden's going to win, and I would encourage the Trump administration, in the interest of, the country, to go ahead and let him, start having access to all the things that an incoming president needs to have access to. So that is good news.
Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He'll be in studio at 9. I'll join him around whenever he calls me, 925, 935. It doesn't matter to me. I'll just be sitting around, and when the phone rings, I'll hit accept call. When we come back, Mike Norvell and Dabo Swinney have become sworn enemies over the weekend after Florida State-Clemson game was canceled. I'll give you the latest on that next.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free. Get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Got Monday Night Football tonight, Rams at Buccaneers. Rams plus 180 on the money line. I'm kind of liking the Rams tonight. I think that defense is clicking right now. Their offense has been good, so I'm going to roll with the Rams' money line tonight. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And they've got a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find whatever bet you are looking for. They have a ton of options on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season, and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $3,149 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You won't. It, we Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 Kia Covington Pike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates in incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
This Black Friday weekend, get to Robert Irwin Jewelers where you're going to get great gifts with purchase like Amazon Echoes or Fire Sticks or even Apple AirPods. Huge sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers this Black Friday weekend. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
What does my family think about stiff and uncomfortable shoes?
Ew.
That's going to be a no from me.
Forget about it.
And that's why we wear Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit are made from a breathable, soft knit that stretches and moves with you, giving you a comfortable, perfect fit with every step. And not only do Stretch Fit comfortably hug your feet, but they also have Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they're machine washable and they're affordable. Find styles for men, women, and kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Tonight, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate foods.
You stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Tracy wanted to sell her Cordova home and didn't want the hassle of showing, so she took advantage of Josh Hysall's instant cash offer. She sold the home with a full-price cash offer, had zero showings, and got to pick her own closing date. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysall. He has the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer like he did Tracy. You pick. Totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysall, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Friends and computers, go look at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah office park. Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. They have Apple products at Cooper Systems. Big savings on the biggest names in computers in the Mount Moriah office park. Black Friday pricing is going on already. It's best of the year pricing on name brands like Lenovo, Dell, Apple, HP, and more. You can shop early. You should shop early because some items are going to be hard to find this holiday season because of a disruption in supply chains. So go ahead, shop early, and save money because the Black Friday pricing is already available. There's no need to go online when you got Cooper Systems right here in Memphis. Plus, research shows that for every $100 spent in a local business, $68 stays in that community. So you are investing in your own community when you shop local. You can shop local at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. So we had another weekend of college football, but the biggest headline coming out of it probably is the back and forth between Dabo Swinney and our old buddy Mike Norvell. Clemson and Florida State game was canceled on Saturday. So here's what happened. Clemson flew to Tallahassee to probably beat the crap out of Florida State because, though I think Mike is going to be great there eventually, he inherited a little bit of a mess. It's been messy. if he's going to be great, it was never going to be this season. So, yeah, Clemson is awesome. Clemson was probably about to pound Florida State. But here's the problem. A Clemson player who had symptoms tested positive once Clemson arrived in Tallahassee. And so the medical officials from each team got together. And it sounds like the Clemson people wanted to play it like, hey, we're already here. Let's go play football. And the Florida State people were like, yeah, but you just had a player on a plane test positive for COVID. So, no, we're not playing. Ultimately, the game is canceled. Just like a million other games in college football and college basketball are being canceled right now. So that would have been the end of that. Except Dabo Swinney all but said, in fact, actually did say, that he doesn't think this game needed to be canceled. He considers it a forfeit that Florida State just didn't want to play the game, that they should have played the game, which is just a bizarre. Like, it'd be one thing if somebody tested. Like, I could almost understand if Baylor were throwing a fit right now. Like, Baylor's head coach tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. The Baylor players were all tested Friday. They all tested negative. They were all tested again yesterday. They all tested negative. And if they were all tested again today and tested negative, and then Arizona State pulls out, which is what happened. Arizona State said, we're not playing Baylor on Wednesday, which I understand. But I could almost understand if Baylor stood up and said, come on, our coach, who is wearing a mask in practice every day and not getting close contact with anybody on our roster, he's coaching socially distanced, tested positive, he's asymptomatic. Our players have been tested daily since the positive, and we've got no positive test. You could play us if you want to. You're choosing not to. Baylor hasn't said that, but I could almost understand if Baylor did say that. But the Clemson, a player tested, a player who was on a plane, who was on the field, who was playing football, tested positive. So if you're Florida State, why would you put your team on the field
right
with that team? Like, it's the most normal, rational decision you could make as a member of the Florida State Athletic Department. So for Dabo to come out and try to make it like it was something other than exactly what it was just seemed a little crazy. But keep in mind, Dabo's the same guy who said early on in this pandemic that we were going to just whip this thing because America's the greatest country on the planet. And that Death Valley was going to be filled to the top just like it always is.
Yeah.
So, like, Dabo is an incredible football coach. Not the smartest guy in the world. Incredible. Or perhaps he's just guided by – maybe he's a smart guy, but just guided by things other than reality, which would make you not a smart guy. So I'll just go back. I'll circle back to where I was initially. Incredible football coach. Not the smartest guy in the world. So he lays in – I mean, you are essentially accusing Florida State of trying to – get out of a game it was about to play for reasons that have nothing to do with COVID, which is asinine to any normal thinking person. So Dabo's popping off, and today Mike Norvell was asked about it. And here's what he said. He said, football coaches are not doctors. Some of us might think we are, but there's a reason why medical advisors make decisions based on the information that is provided. It's unfortunate that opportunity has been delayed to play the game, but there's a reason people making those decisions have that responsibility. End quote. Hashtag Dr. Dabo. That's what he said. Dr.
He
Dabo.
He did not say Dr. Dabo.
No, he didn't say Dr. Dabo, but that's what he says. He basically said football coaches aren't doctors, but Dr. Dabo thinks he is for some reason.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, Dabo Swinney is now Dr. Dabo. So listen, Florida State and Clemson being coached by two men who maybe aren't going to, who are both awesome at their jobs, should be there for a while and might not like each other. That's fun. And I assuming Mike does get Florida State back to Florida State historic levels, then Clemson and Florida State are both going to be operating at the top of the ACC mm-hmm. and theoretically at the top of the sport. And so having this little off the field rivalry, if it does develop into that, I don't know. It interests me at least.
Me
and
too.
I was also, you know, it was good to see Mike like stand up for his program and himself. Like, listen, Clemson is Clemson, absolute monster. Dabo is a sure bet Hall of Fame coach who is an established, incredible football coach. I can understand why you're sort of young, new coach in the league and, in charge of a bad football team right now, why you might be hesitant to speak up and out against somebody of Dabo's stature. So I was glad Mike actually wasn't hesitant to do it. I could see why somebody else might, but Mike's exactly right. Dabo Swinney is not a doctor. He doesn't need to be telling us or anybody else when or why we should play a football game. We're going to listen to our doctors. One of the big problems in this country for the past 8 months is that too many people have listened to people like Dabo instead of people like doctors. And so if that's the point Mike Norvell was trying to hammer home, well, it's a good point to hammer home. When it comes to this virus, let's listen to the doctors and let's ignore the Dabos. In fact, put that on a T-shirt.
I like
listen
it.
To the doctors and ignore the Dabos. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. I'm looking at the Monday Night Football bets for tonight. I'm liking this one. Darrell Henderson over under 32.5 rushing yards. I know that the Bucs' run defense is very good, but Darrell Henderson has had a really good year. He's getting over 33 rushing yards. I think that one is a lock tonight. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And again, the live betting is great. They're going to have a ton of bets for Monday Night Football tonight, and it is easy to place your bet fast during a game if you're starting to see a trend that you like. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup and delivery, so you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's breakfast burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis, the other 7704 Poplar in Germantown, and you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte LE 242174, MSRP 20,505. Sold M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG00-3199, MSRP 25,725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120. Includes all rebates in this NSPF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia Holiday Sales Event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Okay, let's go. Go, go. They're right on our tail.
Hey, don't worry. They'll never catch us.
How do you know?
What do you think this is, an action movie? This is a Nissan sales event ad.
What? No, can't be. Sales event ads are boring. This is definitely not boring.
Then how do you explain the announcer?
I'm sorry, who?
Now save $2,250 on the 2020 Nissan Altima or get 0% APR financing on 14 models. You'll be glad to take the lead role in the Nissan year-end sales event. Show up on set at your local Nissan store or shop NissanUSA.com for blockbuster deals. 2250 cash back on purchase of new 2020 Altima. Must purchase from new dealer stock. Well-qualified buyers subject to NMAC credit approval. See dealer for financing details. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, list of eligible models, and important safety information. Offers end 11/30/2020.
Tonight, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
You stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Want to hear how I almost got off the naughty list this year? I helped Santa save gazillions by having him download Capital One Shopping to his computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. You can download it too and save a bundle. You don't even need a Capital One card, and it's free. So why didn't I get off the naughty list? Turns out Santa's a stickler for naughty words. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Why so serious? So we're so fast if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Did you know that in 1965, a corned beef sandwich almost derailed the space program? Learn about how and why in Heston's Dinner in Space on CuriosityStream. CuriosityStream is the streaming video service full of thousands of documentary films and TV shows about nature, science, history, travel, the world's most fascinating people, and pretty much anything else you want to learn about. Spark your curiosity on any device that can stream video. Learn more and sign up today at curiositystream.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on.
Tis the season for giving and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money, one touchdown. That's it. All you have to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, and then sit back and watch the ball enter the end zone. It's easy. On top of that great offer, DraftKings Sportsbook is also offering all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Up to $1,000 for all new players at DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's an app. It's safe, reliable. It's secure. Makes it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code WMFS when you sign up to take advantage of this can't-miss offer. Remember, all it takes is one touchdown and you double your money when you use promo code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let's focus on some breaking SEC football news from Bruce Feldman. The Arkansas at Missouri game that is scheduled for November 28th has been postponed due to a combination of positive tests, contact tracing, and subsequent quarantining of the individuals within the Arkansas football program. So that game was scheduled for Saturday. It will not be played. Also, Saturday's Tennessee at Vandy game, it's been postponed for the purposes of facilitating the rescheduling of the Vanderbilt at Missouri game. So the Vanderbilt at Missouri game is a rescheduling of a game postponed on October 17th. That game will now be played at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So there's your latest, it's hard to play football in the middle of a pandemic, breakdown.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Are you ready for some football?
I am. I'm actually excited about this one.
I hear all your locks and stuff.
You
in
like that? What'd you think
I
about those? Did you hear some of those?
I love that Bennett's got his locks. And Daryl Henderson over 32 yards.
Dude,
rushing?
That seems like a no-brainer. He's had a good season. I mean, I know the Bucks have a good defense, but like 33 yards? Give me a break.
Do you know how many bets I've lost that seem like no-brainers?
Dude, it is insanity. It drives me insane. Like, you know, I'm not new to this, but like because of the sportsbook app, I'm doing it a lot more, and like it is insane how they know. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
My favorite no-brainer or worst no-brainer, depending on how you define it. A few years ago, the Grizzlies were playing in Cleveland. This is when LeBron was still there.
Uh-huh.
And I had heard the afternoon of the game that the Grizzlies were going to be without four starters.
Right, I remember this.
Okay. And they were going to be without four starters. They weren't that good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the line had not yet reflected that the Grizzlies were going to be without four starters. So I'm like, okay, well, this is easy. Just load up. You know what happened.
Yep.
Grizzlies won
the game. They won the game.
It's just like, what?
I think
what
that was like the Magnificent Eight or whatever. So
yeah,
That's
it. You have no idea how much money I lost in that. so just be careful with your no-brainers. That'd be my advice to anybody out there. Just be careful with your no-brainers. But Bennett says Daryl Henderson over 32 rushing yards is a no-brainer tonight. Rams Bucks, Raymond James Stadium, Tampa, Florida. It is a good game. Rams is 6-3. Bucks is 7-3. Tampa Bay, 4.5-point favorite. The total is 48.5. Kick scheduled for 7:15. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
I think I'm watching WWE Monday Night Raw tonight. Bennett.
What?
Okay, let me tell you something.
Why?
So my little guy.
I'm excited.
My little guys have been quarantining. Like I can't wait to get them back in school. They are eligible to go back next Monday after Thanksgiving, but they've been home for 2 weeks now, and so a lot of they've just been home 24 hours a day.
For
a while now. So they're always wrestling and like just goofing around with each other and jumping on each other and stuff. But the other day they were like, "I'm John Cena and I'm Undertaker," and they were like, wrestling has never been on in our home. We do not watch it. And they were saying these names of wrestlers and trying to do moves and stuff. And I said, guys, what do you know about John Cena? And one of them said, I'm The Rock, you know? And I was like, what do you know about The Rock? And so they've been watching WWE. They call it WWE Superstars. They've been watching these videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they're some of the older guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've been watching all this wrestling on YouTube. But they have no concept that, like, there's live wrestling shows on television. They don't have it. We've never watched it. So I said, guys, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. I said, you know, on Monday night, every Monday night, like, there's WWE Raw is on. And, like, you know, we could start watching that if you guys wanted to on Monday nights. If you would. And they were like, yeah, that sounds fun. And I thought that might be the end of it. But then earlier today, this afternoon, Oliver came up to me. Like, he approached me about it. He said, Dad, what is today? Because they've lost all sense of, like, the calendar.
Yeah.
He said, Dad, what is today? I said, today's Monday. And he said, can we watch wrestling tonight? And I said, yeah, we can watch wrestling tonight.
Nice.
He said, can we get popcorn and turn out all the lights and watch wrestling tonight? I said, of course we can turn out all the lights and get popcorn and watch wrestling tonight. So I got two little guys that are fired up to watch
awesome.
Wrestling.
So good.
Maybe I'm back into being a wrestling dad.
So
I don't know.
I will be honest with you. Like last night was the Survivor Series pay-per-view, so it should be good coming off of pay-per-view. It might be a good event. But the WWE Network, it is so worth the price. It's like $10 a month, and you literally have access to pretty much every match ever. Like all the old Raws, all the old SmackDowns, all the old pay-per-views. You get all of that with WWE Network. So like if they're getting big into wrestling, you might want to think about it. It's totally worth it.
I guess we're going to be getting the WWE Network subscription. But tonight we'll be on USA Network at 7 o'clock. Late Night Circuit, Emma Stone's on Jimmy Fallon. Glenn Close is on Stephen Colbert. Jeff Tweedy is on Seth Meyers. And Michael J. Fox is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I talked about Auburn self-imposing a one-year postseason ban on its men's basketball program. They announced that last night. I wrote a column about it last night that makes a lot of the points I made earlier in the show. So if you missed that for some reason, you can find it at cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. And we will have, I'm assuming, tons of college basketball developments, because I saw somebody tweet this earlier. Usually, you know, week of your first game, day before your first game, coaches are stressed out about their opponent, about their rotation. Right now, coaches are focused on nothing but PCR test. Just like we're getting ready to play. Can we test clean one more day? And because if not, then we've just gotten on a plane and flown somewhere, and now we're going to turn around and go back home without playing a game. So there was a lot of cancellations today. I'm assuming there will be more tomorrow. And if it's anything that impacts any of the schools I know you guys care about, we'll talk about it at length. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Your CBD store, Millington, has so many award-winning CBD products. It's a different store for everyone. For you, it's a rest better store, while for your cousin, it's an everything is under control store. And for grandpa, it's a meet me on the tennis court, because it's time for an whipping store. Again, it serves different purposes for different people, even fired up Gramps. Your CBD store, award-winning products for a balanced life. Visit your nearest location today. Your CBD store, Millington, 8570 South, Highway 51 North, Suite 107.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.